In this bulletin, international flights into Melbourne to resume from the 8th of April, an allegation of sexual assault levelled against a New South Wales government MP, and the Olympic torch relay begins in Japan. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The Victorian government has announced international flights into Melbourne will resume from the 8th of April. Flights haven't arrived in Melbourne since February, when a hotel quarantine worker contracted the UK variant of the virus from a return traveller, triggering a snap five-day lockdown. The government has now conducted major reviews into the hotel quarantine system, with airflow out of rooms blamed for the leakage of the virus. Acting Premier James Molino says Victoria will initially accept up to 800 passengers a week before increasing to 1,120 people once all ventilation assessments in hotels are completed.
I have written to the Prime Minister advising him of Victoria's capacity in terms of returning flights and our hotel quarantine system, advocating for a nationally consistent approach to ventilation. So Victoria's the only jurisdiction that has done this additional work in terms of ventilation, so we want to share that.
More than 36,000 Australians remain stranded overseas. New South Wales opposition leader Jodie McKay says she's not surprised Nationals MP Michael Johnson did not tell the Premier he is the subject of a police investigation. Mr Johnson is being investigated over allegations he raped a female sex worker at a secluded lookout in the Blue Mountains. He has released a statement saying he's confident the investigation will find he's innocent. Opposition leader Jodie McKay says she wasn't surprised to hear Premier Berejiklian confirmed that Mr Johnson had not disclosed the police inquiry.
She indicated that he hadn't, but that would have been her expectation. Why would you disclose any misbehaviour to this government when the Premier herself didn't disclose to ICAC what she knew, and she didn't disclose her relationship with Daryl Maguire? So why would anyone do that in her government? Because she sets the standard.
Attorney General Christian Porter and Defence Minister Linda Reynolds are expected to lose their portfolios in the federal government's impending cabinet reshuffle. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been facing questions this week over the futures of the embattled ministers when they return from medical leave. There are reports Mr Porter will lose his portfolio to Michaela Cash, while Senator Reynolds' responsibilities are expected to be given to Peter Dutton. Independent Senator Jackie Lambie has told the Nine Network the sooner a cabinet reshuffle takes place, the better.
I think the last thing that the Prime Minister needs to be doing right now is carrying this burden around on his shoulders. Clear the decks. Let's have a fresh start, a fresh day, so he can get moving. But right now, I think having this hanging over his head is just suffocating him, and I'm sure that he doesn't want it. I think, you know, it's very difficult. You know, when you have people like that, you have served with them for a long time, it's difficult to make that move, but he has no choice.
The Aboriginal Legal Service has confirmed a fourth Indigenous death in custody in just 3 weeks. It says a 37-year-old Barkindji man, Anzac Sullivan, died during a police pursuit in Broken Hill last week. It comes shortly after two Aboriginal people died in prisons in New South Wales and another passed away in Victoria. The Aboriginal Legal Service says urgent accountability for the deaths is needed. New South Wales authorities say most rivers in the state have peaked following this week's torrential rain, but floodwaters will linger for days. A man died in floodwaters in northwest Sydney yesterday, while the body of another man was found in his submerged ute in the Gold Coast hinterland. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says even as the river levels recede, the dangers remain.
We need to make sure that everybody stays out of floodwaters. The currents are very strong, the flows are still very strong, and unpredictable flows will continue to occur in communities which haven't seen this amount of rainfall for up to 50 or 100 years. So it's really important for everybody to stay safe and make sure they stay out of these water systems.
The torch relay has begun its 121-day cross-country journey and is heading towards the opening ceremony in Tokyo on July the 23rd. The relay started in northeastern Fukushima, the area devastated by the natural disaster and nuclear meltdown in 2011. About 10,000 runners will carry the torch across the country's prefectures and islands. Time to take a look at Friday's weather now. In Perth, sunny and 27. In Adelaide, partly cloudy and 24. Similar conditions for Melbourne, 22. In Hobart, partly cloudy and 21. Much the same for Canberra. A shower or two in Wollongong, also 21. In Sydney, similar conditions, 24. Much the same for Newcastle. Fine weather for Brisbane, where it'll be 30 degrees. In Cairns, a possible morning storm and showers, 31. And much the same for Darwin, 31 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.